Embracing God's Guidance, a Post-Easter Reflection. I want us to reflect today on the significance of Easter and ponder the question, after Easter, what next? In Psalm 27 verses 13 and 14, we find guidance and encouragement for the journey that lies ahead, reminding us of the importance of seeking God's direction in every season of our lives. Let's delve into this scripture and discover how we can navigate the post-Easter journey with faith and purpose to uncover the transformative power of waiting upon the Lord and the strength it brings to our lives. Confidence in God's provision and timing. Yet I am confident I will see the Lord's goodness while I am here in the land of the living. Psalm 27 verse 13. In this verse, the psalmist expresses unwavering confidence in the Lord's provision and goodness, even amidst life's challenges and uncertainties. Despite the trials and tribulations he faces, he maintains a steadfast faith that he will witness the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. This declaration serves as a powerful reminder that God's timing is perfect and his promises are sure. As we wait upon the Lord, we can trust that he will manifest his goodness in our lives, according to his sovereign will and purpose. As we journey beyond Easter, we can rest assured that God's goodness will continue to manifest in our lives. Just as we celebrated the resurrection of Christ, we can anticipate experiencing his resurrection power in our daily walk. Our confidence is not rooted in circumstances, but in the unchanging character of our faithful God. Psalm 27 verse 13 reflects the psalmist's steadfast trust in God's provision and goodness. And this verse reminds us that even in the post-Easter season, we can confidently expect to encounter the Lord's blessings and provisions as we journey through life. Patient waiting on the Lord. Psalm 27 verse 14. Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. In this verse, the psalmist exhorts believers to wait patiently for the Lord, demonstrating courage and perseverance in the waiting process. After the joy of Easter, we may encounter seasons of waiting and uncertainty. Yet, as we wait upon the Lord, he strengthens our hearts and renews our hope. Patience is not passive, but an active expression of trust in God's timing and sovereignty. Let's wait expectantly for the Lord to guide our steps in the post-Easter journey. Psalm 27 verse 14 emphasizes the importance of patient waiting on the Lord, even in the face of challenges and uncertainties. This verse encourages us to remain steadfast in our faith, trusting in God's timing and provision as we navigate the post-Easter season. Seeking God's guidance. Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. As we ponder the question, after Easter, what next? Let's remember the wisdom found here in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trusting in the Lord with all our hearts and leaning not on our own understanding, we are called to seek God's will in all our ways. In our post-Easter journey, let's prioritize seeking God's guidance through prayer, thinking about his word, and seeking counsel from wise mentors. As we submit to God's leading, he promises to direct our paths and guide us into his perfect will. These verses from Proverbs offer timeless wisdom on seeking God's guidance in all aspects of life. This passage underscores the importance of trusting in the Lord with our whole heart and acknowledging his sovereignty over our lives, especially in this post-Easter season as we discern our next steps. encouragement in the waiting. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar higher on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31 offers a powerful promise to those who trust in the Lord, assuring us of renewed strength and endurance in the waiting process. Like eagles soaring on wings, believers who wait upon the Lord will experience supernatural empowerment to overcome challenges and obstacles. This verse serves as a source of encouragement and hope for all who find themselves in seasons of waiting. This verse reminds us of God's faithfulness and provision in our lives. The verse presents vivid imagery of the strength and endurance that we receive when we place our trust in the Lord. And this verse underscores the transformative power of waiting upon the Lord as he enables his children to overcome obstacles and emerge victorious in their faith. How do we apply this to our lives? As we reflect on the profound truths found in Psalm 27, verses 13 and 14, let us embrace the discipline of waiting upon the Lord with unwavering faith and courage. May we trust in his perfect timing and sovereign plan for our lives, knowing that he will manifest his goodness and strength in due season. In the waiting, let's draw near to God in prayer and meditate upon his word, seeking his guidance and wisdom for each step of our journey. As we contemplate after Easter what next, let's commit ourselves to cultivating confidence in God's provision, knowing that his goodness will continue to manifest in our lives. Let's practice patient waiting on the Lord, demonstrating courage and perseverance as we trust in his timing. Let's seek God's guidance earnestly, trusting in his wisdom to direct our paths and guide us into his perfect will. Let's approach the post-Easter season with faith and expectancy, knowing that God is faithful to lead us every step of the way. May we embrace his guidance wholeheartedly, allowing his truth to transform our lives and empower us to walk in his purposes. Let's encourage one another in the waiting process, lifting up those who may be weary or discouraged. Let's share testimonies of God's faithfulness and provision, reminding each other of his unfailing love and care. And as we wait upon the Lord, may we be diligent in serving others and advancing his kingdom, using our time and resources to bring glory to his name. As we surrender to God's will, let's remain open to his leading and obedient to his commands, knowing that he is faithful to fulfill his promises in our lives. May God bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and give you his peace. And may you be transformed by the truth of God's word and the power of the Holy Spirit at work in your life.